Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Tracy DeGeer, and I'm sitting with Brooke Bevins talking about her poster, Combination of Heat-Induced Epitope Retrieval and Enzyme-Induced Epitope Retrieval to Create Optimal Protocol for Desmoglein 3. So, Brooke, thank you so much for sitting down with me to go through your poster. And this is something new that we're doing with the podcast in order to give folks who are not here attending the symposium and convention an opportunity to get some information on the wonderful posters that you guys have done and letting us actually spread that information around a little bit more. So I really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So you and I were chatting a little bit before we actually turned on the podcast, and I was asking you about how you did your poster and whether this was the first poster that you had done in a while. So is this the first poster that you've done for NSH?
Yes, definitely for NSH, and it's probably the first poster I've done since college.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool. Yeah. So as far as being the first poster that you have done since college, what was your biggest challenge in actually putting together your poster?
The biggest challenge is probably just because I've never done one, I wasn't sure what all information I needed to present in the poster. So luckily I have a great team at my job that helped me out to figure out what exactly I needed to have in the details and what sort of pictures would look great on the poster. So mostly it was just the whole putting together what I did in the lab and being able to present it in a poster form.
I think that would probably be the biggest kind of challenge for me as well. So the title of your poster is a combination of heat-induced epitope retrieval and enzyme-induced epitope retrieval. So why did you guys choose to do a combination of the two with this particular antibody?
Right. So my job in the R&D portion of our lab is to help develop antibodies. And my coworker Steve was actually working on Desmoglein 3. And when he started our normal process, which is typically, for the most part, we use heat-induced epitope retrieval, he was having difficulties getting a good signal. So then he tried protease, and it was still just not doing very great, but after a few meetings, they decided to try to combine the two. And so after lots of trial and error, we discovered that a certain combination of the two retrieval methods actually produced the best results.
So when you combined the two, was there anything that you noticed that was different? Did you notice morphology differences or anything like that that posed an issue in the development?
Well, the biggest problem was, if you incubate with protease too long, it sort of degrades the tissue. So we had to make sure that we just put it on just enough just to help uncover the epitopes. But after that, not too much. It was just finding the perfect balance between the two because you didn't want to have too much protease, mostly, is what we found. The heat-induced part was the same for most of our protocols that we tried.
Very nice. Do you walk through those steps in your poster with people?
Yeah, I mentioned the different times that we've tried. So I had three tissues and a bunch of cuts of the same three tissues, and I tried several different methods. Mostly it was changing the time limit of each step. I show it through the poster.
Oh, very nice. So if there was one thing that you wanted people to walk away with from looking at your poster, what would that be?
I think for me, this poster kind of reminded me that sometimes when you're developing a product, you might hit a snag or, if you do something the same way all the time, you might go, why isn't this working? And you have to kind of think out of the box. So I think it just sort of reminded me that sometimes if something isn't working, you just kind of have to step back and think, how can I make this better? And so that's kind of what we did with this, with Desmoglein 3.
Have you found any other antibodies that you've had to try something similar to this with in your lab? Or have you gone back and looked at things differently with this particular procedure that you may actually take this forward with in another antibody in your lab?
Not this particular thing, but looking back, maybe. Like, I remember one of my first antibodies that I ever was working on was Bob-1, and I was having a hard time getting the manual staining to work as well as the automated stainer. And we tried several different things with that one, and we never quite figured it out, so we ended up not moving forward with that antibody. But after doing this work on Desmoglein, we might maybe go back and try to see if we can make it work.
So if you were to expand it, you may go back and look at that one again.
Yeah. Because, you know, you never know. We hadn't thought of it at the time, but, you know, we always get new input from different people each day, really. So
what was your absolute favorite thing about doing the work on Desmoglein 3 with this procedure? What did you enjoy the most about it?
You know, manual stains are kind of a pain. So they're not my favorite thing to do, but it definitely was a lot of practice, and I learned to really get patience and make sure I was paying attention, because I had a whole lot of different protocols that we tried. So it helped keeping me organized was kind of important to me. So, but I think overall the best part was probably seeing that final product of the poster, just seeing the work that my team put into it, and then being able to see all the bright colors and just go, all right, this shows our point 100%. So that was probably my favorite part, was just the final, after everything was done, seeing it on the poster form and being able to present it to everyone.
Well, Brooke, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me, and I look forward to seeing your poster. Because I think this kind of work that reminds us to think out of the box when we're not getting things that work exactly like we want to is really important. And it does remind us that sometimes we have to go at problems a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate you pointing that out and bringing us back around to that again and taking the time to sit down and share that.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.